God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Sunday, I was at Cracker Barrel here in Murfreesboro, and there was a server. She was about to take us to our table, or helping people do such. And she was just all excited. She was just beside herself because there was a famous person at table 13 or whatever the number was. It was a reality television star. You know, one thing I have found, incidentally, is that it's hard to impress people with how famous you are if they've never heard of you. And so, I was able to keep my composure because I'd never heard of this person. I'll tell you this, though. That server, that waitress, will remember two people. The famous reality television star, and the person that left a memorable tip, either by how low it was or by how generous it was. You know, that reminds me of something, and that is every day, you are reminding people of who you are by your actions. You have a dual citizenship. So if you're at Cracker Barrel and you leave a tract that represents your heavenly citizenship, and you leave a really abysmal tip, you are dishonoring your heavenly citizenship by the way you are employing your earthly citizenship. You see, we possess dual citizenship, and we are to live the one, the earthly citizenship, to the honor of the other. Paul was defending his life against the Jewish people who had tried to kill him on a couple of occasions. He was standing before a man named Felix, and there was an orator named Tertullus, who, verse 1, who was accusing Paul of all kinds of mischief. And Paul answers in verse 10, essentially, I've not been a rabble-rouser. I've not caused mischief, either in the synagogue or in the streets. They can't prove these things whereof they now accuse me. Verse 14 says, but this I do confess unto thee, that after the way which they call heresy, so worship I the God of my fathers, believing all things which are written in the law and in the prophets. He goes on to say, and have hope toward God, which they themselves also allow, that there shall be a resurrection of the dead, both of the just and the unjust. And herein do I exercise myself, to have always a conscience void of offense toward God and toward men. So he says, I'm living life, I'm innocent. Let me ask you a question. Would you rather be in big trouble for something you have not done, falsely accused, or would you rather be in big trouble for something you have done? I think instinctively we think, well, I don't want life to be unfair. Here I am. I haven't done anything. They're lying about me. They're being unfair. I'd prefer to actually do something. But the fact is, it's insult to injury to be ill-treated and at the end of the day be treated as you are because of your own faults. You know, in 1 Peter, the Bible says we're to be ready always to give an answer to people of the hope that is in us with meekness and fear. Having a good conscience, 1 Peter 3:16, that whereas they speak evil of you as of evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ. For it is better, if the will of God be so, that you suffer for well-doing than for evil-doing. I'd rather have a clean conscience and be mistreated. So the truth is, Paul was innocent of any crime. What he was guilty of was an offensive message, the message of the gospel, the good news. But unbelievably, that's offensive to modern people and to ancient people, for that matter, to acknowledge that we're sinners, to acknowledge there's only one way to God through His Son, the Lord Jesus. That's offensive. We don't need to make that offensive. It is offensive. And we can't minimize that. And we can't water down the gospel message, the exclusive nature of the gospel message. So the balance to that is I had better not be living in such a way that I'm offending people just because I'm acting poorly. I need to represent the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ and Jesus Himself in a way that's honoring to Him. We possess dual citizenship. I need to honor my heavenly citizenship by the way I employ my earthly citizenship. Look, if I'm doing business on Craigslist, I think it's fine to get the best deal you possibly can, but I do not need to dishonor my heavenly citizenship by being dishonest or manipulative. If I'm saying thanks for a meal, which, by the way, I should do without shame, but if I do that in a public place, I need to make sure that my behavior following that saying of grace at a meal is in keeping with my heavenly citizenship. when I am dealing with my kids at Walmart, I need to make sure that I am living in such a way as to honor the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Herein do I exercise myself to have always a conscience void of offense toward God and toward men. We have a dual citizenship. And the one that's eternal and the one that's most important needs to be illustrated and exemplified by the exemplary life I live right here, right now.